today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I know what it's like to wait and to wait again and to wait again and to wait again and still toe the line and to wait again and to wait again and to wait and to wait again and watch others promote it and to keep my heart pure and refrain from saying, what about me? What's wrong with me?
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Protect and Maintain Momentum. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 24, verses 4 through 7.
Psalm 24, verse 4 through 7, King James Version of the Bible, and Psalm 27, verse 4 on the screen. I'll read it in your hearing. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings, the blessing from the Lord. And righteousness, he's going to receive righteousness too from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jerusalem, O Jacob. And then out of the book of Psalm 27, verse 4, the word of the Lord reads like this: one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire, to ask questions, to be entreated with his presence, but also to speak to him in his temple. And I would love to see those of you that are engaged in ministry, especially minstrels and worshipers, to take a moment before you jaw jack, before you play, before you camera, before you dial in, before you work with screens, before you usher, to take a moment and kneel before the Lord and inquire in his temple and set your soul and your spirit right before the Lord. Because we're all anticipating something from God, and we're going to need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I've come to thee. I'm ministering a message called, a series called First Watch 2026. Things we need to watch for as we start a new year. Today's message is entitled, Protect and Maintain Momentum. To the ones who are called out, the next generation, the chosen generation, there's something that I believe God wants us to watch for. We need to protect and maintain the progress that we've made and the ground that we've secured. We do this because of momentum. Father, I give you praise and thanks for the chosen, and I thank you for the people of God that are under the sound of my voice, and I thank you for the word of the Lord that prospers us, the quick and the powerful word that's sharper than any double-edged sword, but also the word that comforts, the word that encourages, instructs, and corrects, that trains and washes and cleanses. I pray now for that anointing that will give me precision in the spirit realm. Give me prophetic intelligence in the name of the Lord. Prepare your people with ears to hear the word, and a heart to receive it, and a spirit to contain it. A mind to comprehend it, and we will give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you feel that with me? Can we give God another praise before I preach? Because I feel a witness. I feel the witness in my spirit. In my spirit. We're on, church. We're on the right page. We're in the right frequency. That's right. Praising with me. I feel the Holy Spirit here. Atmosphere. Wave your hands in the atmosphere of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is going to bless his people this year. He's going to bless you this year. He's going to bless your health. He's going to bless your businesses. It's going to bless your families. It's going to bless your ideas. It's going to bless your relationships. It's going to bless our ministry, our church. It's going to keep us protected. It's going to keep us protected from harm and danger. He's going to preserve life. He's going to protect the babies. If you say yes, he says, I will. heard the Spirit say, if you say yes, God says, I will. Come on, give him worship and praise. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord. To your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Who shall ascend? Will it be you? Who shall ascend out of the dungeons? Who shall ascend out of mediocrity? Who shall ascend out of laziness and apathy? Who shall ascend out of the fog? Who shall ascend out of offense? Who shall ascend out of anger? Who shall ascend out of disjointedness? Oh, who shall ascend out of lack and incomplete assignments? Who shall ascend out of fear? Who shall ascend out of idolatry? Who shall ascend out of this world and his mandates? Who shall enter into the presence of the Lord when he says, come up here? He said it, and I will show you things to come. Who shall ascend out of playing games with destiny? Who shall ascend out of false worship and gathering around fires that are strange? Who is going to tune in your ear to what the Spirit is saying in this moment and in this time? There's a lot of noise out there, but who's listening to God? Who shall stand in his holy place? You? Will it be you? He's beckoning for you. He invited you. You got the invitation. He didn't send it to someone else's address. He sent it to you. What are you going to do with that invitation? All he's asking for you to wash your hands. All he's asking for you to do is to purify your heart. Didn't cost you any money yet. All he's asking for you to do is to lift up your soul to truth or to his word. And he's asking for you not to swear deceitfully. Stop going in a covenant with people who are not going your way. Stop dancing with yesterday's shadows. It's just a shadow, and you got a full pirouette, a dance routine with a shadow. You shall receive a blessing from the Lord. I pronounce it in the name of Jesus that God is sending blessings to his people.
He's not coming up with the package. The package is already wrapped and it's on its way. I said it's on its way. And if God can send it through the word, can't you receive it through praise? And I want you to just give him a praise for what's coming. I praise you. With my whole heart, I praise you. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. For the protection of your son, who the enemy has already marked to kill, God says, if you praise me for what I've already determined, you will see it, but it will not harm him. I'm going to save your daughter. I'm going to release the vault to you. He's going to open up the treasure. The blessing of the Lord is coming to you. Righteousness is coming as well. A right wiseness is coming. What did I say? A right wiseness is coming. When you're right wise, you will be righteous. Even salvation from our God. One thing I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord, you may be seated. Not just on Sunday. All the days of my life. I was young and now I'm getting older. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed bake bread. I am not with the fugitives. I'm just an older man that's trying to find peace before I enter into my eternal slumber. And trying to help a few people to make it too. And he put you in the realm. He put you in the net that he told me to cast. All manner of fish. And I know you have different issues and backgrounds. Shake yourself, woman. Shake yourself. Get the fog out your mind. God caught you up in this vision and you need to give him praise, not for what you don't have. Praise him for what you have. And you have life, you have health, you have breath, and that's all he need to work with. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use the little you've got. For if I have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, I can say to this mountain, be moved and be cast into the midst of the sea. I need you to think about mountains around you that's got you blocked in, like it blocked in Ezekiel. The mountains are trying to block in the word and wants to make sure that those bones in the valley will never get the wind. But I need you to prophesy to your mountain in the name of Jesus and say, be moved in Jesus' name, so the wind can blow and revive the bone that's laying out in your life. Jesus. And I need you to stand on your feet and prophesy to mountains in the name of Jesus. That's got your family blocked in and got your life blocked in and got your finances blocked in and got your marriage blocked in and got this church blocked in this region. And tell it to move. And watch God move it out of the way. Oh, God. Tell these mountains they can't stand no more. Seat for a moment. You are the chosen generation. Say, I am chosen. That means somebody selected you, man. He selected you. I know what it's like not to be selected. I know what it's like to hear 10 names called and I'm not in the group. I know what it's like to sit on the bench. I know what it's like to wait and to wait again and to wait again and to wait again and still toe the line and to wait again and to wait again and to wait and to wait again. And watch others promote it. And to keep my heart pure. And refrain from saying, what about me? What's wrong with me? I know what it's like to be looked over. I know what it's like to be in the realm of black sheep. I know what it's like to go through ministry opportunities and to preach hard every week, but don't see the resources needed to make another move and still believe God for the miraculous. I know what it's like when faith is frustrated. I know what it's like to ask and be denied. But I also know what it's like, good God from Zion, to have a vision, hallelujah, that just won't die. I know what it's like to have fire shut up in my bones. I know what it's like that when I want to stop preaching, he said, no, you've got to stand there and hold your ground. I know what it's like, hallelujah, to toe the line, hallelujah, and believe God. This is the moment and this is the year that he's going to make it all come to pass. And I know what it's like to clap my hands when somebody else is blessed and I'm still waiting on mine. Oh God. And I want you to know God is not going to hold you in contempt. God is about to move for you just like he moved for others. Can somebody give him a praise? This is your moment, chosen generation. This is the time. I know what it's like to lose a mother. I know what it's like to bury people that you love. I know what it's like to feel the pain of people. But it's no greater than our Lord, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made of himself no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant. He emptied himself. He was made in the likeness of men. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Glory, hallelujah. Who was touched with the feelings of our infirmities, yet without sin. And he selected you and called you the chosen generation. As he speaks to the fisherman, the brawny one that denied him three times when he saw the heat going on. And he told him, after you are converted, after I've fixed you, after I forgive you, I want you to strengthen the brothers. And now the fisherman is now the leader of the church in Israel or Jerusalem. And he writes to us and says, not just to the Jew, but to the world, with a perspective that God so loved the world. Though at one time he was prejudiced and didn't believe that the Spirit will fall on all flesh. And he had to be corrected while in Cornelius' house in Acts chapter 10. He had the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost hadn't pushed out his prejudice yet. Like some of you, you got the Holy Ghost, but there's still some ghosts inside of you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Protect and Maintain Momentum, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
The more time you invest in a marriage, the more valuable it becomes. Join the next Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined Sessions on Saturday, January 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary to discover ways to invest in your relationship and become more connected. Come early for refreshments and fellowship. Child care is provided. Registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Classes will begin soon, so reserve your spot now. Discover God's purpose for you. Join the Driven Life course starting February 9th. Sign up via the TR app, website, or QR code in the foyer.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.